Well, I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, and particularly South Central Los Angeles. And I grew up near the 110 freeway, where the 110 and the 105 freeway intersect with one another. It was a pretty rough neighborhood. My dad, as I can remember, my dad was very supportive. He and my mom stayed together until I was about 9 years old. And then they separated, and it was a rough separation because they had me in a room where they wanted me to choose who I wanted to live with. And that was like the worst thing ever for me as a child. That just tore me up. But, you know, my dad was very supportive. He always helped me with my homework. And then when he and my mom separated, I continued to stay with my mother. And my mother, on the other hand, was not supportive. Her educational level was eighth grade level, so she really couldn't help me with the work that I had, you know, especially when I got into junior high school. She couldn't help me with that, so she never attended any type of parent conferences. She never just, you know, supported me in my educational life at all. So as far as education, I didn't get any support. And then as far as emotional and social, you know, with my mother, I didn't get any support either. My dad, he kind of, you know, got hooked on drugs, so, and he was in and out of jail, so it would be like I would see him like once every 3 to 5 years before he passed away. And he passed away in December of 1997. So, up until, you know, in my 20s, you know, my early 20s, I would see him once every 5 years. And when I did see him when he was sober, he would only come around when he was sober. You know, we had a great relationship, and he encouraged me, and, you know, it was like he was his old self. Do you ever, you know, blame your parents for anything that you might have done in the past that you regret now, you know, since your mother wasn't, you know, emotionally connected to you, and she didn't give you the motherly love that you needed? Do you ever, you know, blame them for anything? No, I don't blame them or hold them accountable for any of my actions. You know, of course, you know, I believe that once you reach the age of 12, you know, you are spiritually accountable to the Almighty. But again, then once you turn 18, you know, in the physical world, you are responsible for your own actions. So I don't blame them or hold them accountable. I do think that, you know, my upbringing had a lot to do with my decision making and how I made my decisions. You know, I believe that if I could have been, you know, reared in a different environment or a different atmosphere, that would have eliminated a lot of the wrong decisions that I made in my life.